dance queen, you have the whole damn world in the palm of your hands. In the wise words of RuPaul, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen? This is Kind of a Big Deal podcast starring your gay best friends, Terry Miller and Doug Parr. Hello, good people, and welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about the world, and the topics range from crazy to lazy, all in our episodes that make you want to have fun and talk with us. I'm your host, Terry Miller, and I am joined here with the handsome Doug Parks.
Hey, people.
So this week, we are going to get into a couple of different things and talk a little bit with you and have some fun. So let's kick off the show with Douglas. How was your week and what you got going on?
I don't know. According to this pad in front of me, you were supposed to go first, so I'm kind of throwing it over a minute. I was trying to think. So I don't know. My week's been bad, honestly. Like, I want to slap the fucking shit out of so many people. It is not funny. Like, at least five right now I can count that I would just want to slap so hard that their lips fly around their head and smack them in their mouth. That's how hard I want to slap them. So yeah, it's been a bad week. But should I like pass it over to you now?
Well, I will take it over and you can think of some more stuff and we will come back to you if that's okay. So my week, actually last week, and a little bit of this week is what I'm going to cover. Last week, I had some crazy family drama. And I know you all are probably listening. So all I'm going to do, because I'm trying to keep the peace, is say this. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. If you weren't there, keep your goddamn nose out of it. Enough said. Moving on. So any feelings on that or anything to chime in on that?
Me?
Yes.
Like, I don't give a shit. Like, when I was there that day, I was just there to help your sister move. All that other horse shit that happened was fucking immature bullshit. And it was everybody. It wasn't just one person. It was all y'all. And there was a couple of us that were trying to stay neutral. And people just didn't want that to happen. They wanted it, what to happen, to happen. It was instigated. And it was immature. Grow up, all y'all. You know, I'm not singling out nobody. This family, if you love each other like you say you do, then fucking start loving each other. God, the horse shit. My family can't do that. And you know what? I have nothing to do with them at all. Is that what your family wants? To end up like pissing and hurting people so bad that you all never speak to each other again? Because if that's what you want, then keep fucking acting like that.
Well, I have a feeling that we are kind of already at that point with a couple of us.
Yeah.
So, moving along. So, I finally got my divorce papers drawn up. And I got to take them down and file them.
Yeah.
Once I receive the link and print them off.
I'm really glad she is handling that as well as she has. Tia.
Yeah.
Is being very mature about that, you know?
So, yeah, so a little backstory on that is I had a old number for my ex-wife, and I had contacted her sister, and, you know, we had a conversation, which was really cool, actually, because I had a really close relationship with my sister, ex-sister-in-law, and I would like to keep a relationship with her because we did become close during that relationship. And we know we were able to talk about different things and hash out some of the things that, you know, like had happened and everything during that time. And she gave me Tia's number. I was able to contact Tia and we had a conversation and I explained to her that I wanted it to be easy for the divorce. I didn't want to fight. I didn't want anything going on. You know, I found somebody else and she had shared with me that she had found somebody else and that she completely agreed and she would like it to be as easy as possible as well. So
how much was it to file?
So I haven't actually filed them yet. I drew up the papers. So to draw up the papers was $139. And then to file, I'm not 100% sure. They said probably about $200 to $300, which is not as much as I was expecting to pay.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, most people want to go pay a lawyer an arm and a leg for little things like this, you know? And that's like going to McDonald's for steak, you know?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of it was, is that, you know, we grew up a lot in the last, how many years that we've been separated? It's been almost 2 years now that we've been separated. We were able to grow up and.
Well, you guys were living together and you were both angry at each other. So until you had space to calm down and go to your separate corners until the bell was rung again, you know what I mean? You had to take your chill pills.
Yeah.
That time out, you know.
And learn who we are and who we are as people without each other. And I think that was a lot of the tension when we split up was, is we had been in that relationship so long that there was a lot of animosity and a lot of built up anger.
Yep.
So I went to my first official wine club meeting and had a blast with the girls. So it kind of sparked a new podcast idea, which we'll probably get into a little bit later. But right now I'm just going to move on to the next thing. And it also sparked a book idea that I would like to start working on here in the next couple of months. And it's kind of based off of that concept. And that's pretty much all that I'm going to give, just so that nobody fucking steals it. So, Douglas, do you have anything else to cover for how your week's doing, how you're doing and everything?
I think we're going to have to clean this cooler out and get rid of it because the cat's trying to get the little styrofoam piece out and play with it. And she's going to rip a hole in it and the water's going to leak out. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, on my notes, I've read a comment about my job, which I used to love. But the last year or so, I've really been hating it. Like, morale's super low no matter what I do. To boost morale, it doesn't stay up very long, you know? And even people are tired of that, too. Like, my chili cook-offs and my mac and cheese cook-offs and my soup cook-offs and, like, the different things like that I have. The races that we have on the back parking lot to see who can run the fastest, things like that. People like, I plan stuff like that. People love them and it boosts morale. But then the company does something ignorant to fucking piss everybody off. And it just fucking drops right back down. And I'm tired of fighting it. Like, I'm tired of being screwed over. I'm tired of working for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of it. Like, we're starting our own business and I hope it works out. You know, I also hope we don't become fucking douchebags and do the same thing to our employees. So to the future, Doug and Terry, if you fucking do that to your employees, you're douchebags. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass when I get there. How about that one?
It reminded me of the Progressive commercial.
Flo?
like the guy that's, and he's like, leaves a phone message for himself.
Yeah.
And he's like, but keep rocking that scarf.
Oh, God.
So we're leaving a voice message for ourselves for the future.
Yeah.
But keep rocking that scarf.
I don't wear scarves.
I had a scarf and it just feels weird around your neck.
Yeah. I don't mind like hoodies or something that you can pull up. But I don't want something tied around my throat. You know, where somebody on a motorcycle could just ride by and grab my scarf and drag me down the road, choking to death, you know? I don't want that. I want to die by misadventure. I want to die face down in some dude's pool.
So, just to fill everybody in that listens to our podcast, we are actually going to...
Misadventure. That's an actual song. I want to die face down in some dude's pool. That was a song from back in like the 80s. Now I got to look it up.
Okay. Look it up. I don't think I've ever heard it. So,
I swear it's a song.
And when he plays it, we don't own rights to it.
No. It's just like, it's a song that should be more popular than that. We should be like, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. Because
I know it's real.
So, you know, before he completely made me lose track of what I was thinking of, I was going to say that we are doing something with a podcast where we are ending a season and going to start another season. We're going to switch the podcast up a little bit. We're going to do things a little differently the next time around. So we'll have a couple more episodes and then we will end the season and come back with season two and pick up with our new formatted show and stuff like that. So we'll keep you in touch on exactly when the end of the season is going to end and when the new season is going to come back. So Doug, go ahead with your song.
I don't know. It's Death by Misadventure by Lenny and Ziggy. It's an old song.
You copping any C's over there? No way, man.
No way, man.
Mr. Sandman has not paid a visit to my cranial cavity. Hey, man. Yeah. You ever think about death? No.
You think it's going to pick it up?
You are like Kreskin, man. I was just thinking about this really cool Bruce Lee movie.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah. I saw a man who said, wow, we're this guy. Not Bruce Lee.
Okay.
No.
Like this other guy.
Okay.
He gets like...
So I'll put that in, record it.
Yeah, we'll just put it on the Facebook thing.
And we can put it on the Facebook page. So Head to the Facebook page and to listen to the full song that Doug was singing. So let's move on to talking a little bit about our house search. I know that we have kind of touched base on a little bit on other podcast episodes about this. But, you know, since people love us and we are kind of big deals, we like to talk about ourselves.
Yeah, like the Canadian people, our Canadian friends. I really need to like figure out what their names are and learn their names instead of just saying Katie, Canadian people.
Yeah, or Canadian rude. Friends. Like,
yeah, we love you guys. We're glad you listen up there. We've got listeners all over too. Don't we have one in Argentina? Where was that? There was another one popping up from somewhere.
Oh,
and you were talking about it last week.
Yeah, I think it was Argentina. I will look it up while we are talking here.
So the home search, we've been looking in the area of Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. A lot of nice houses there. You know, there's one really cute one that I like. I think it's on like a main street. But I see the potential, you know, once I get in there and fix things and redo things. You know, because like, I think it's old plaster walls. I want that gone. I want to re-sheetrock it. I want to keep all that original wood, but I want to put in sheetrock and make those walls smooth. And I want to redo that wood and get the orange glow and put on there and get all that old paint off down to the natural wood. Yeah, I want to fix it up, make it sweet. I can just picture it. Redwood trim with like a sage and dark green wall, you know?
So if we literally had like money to do this, Doug would literally be in heaven if we became house flippers. Like, he would absolutely love it. He has so many creative ideas that would bring a house that's old and people would think was outdated and didn't have any good bones left and turn it into this magnificent work of art. And I just think it's beautiful that you have all this creative mindset towards the whole turning a house into something that looks like shit to looks like a gem.
And it doesn't look like shit now. But there's a couple houses out there that look like total shit. There's actually two that are really, really cheap that have like 5 acres. If you want to look into that, the house itself is a pretty good size house. There's like 3 of them. They're totally gutted inside. Like down to the wires and the frames. Like this house, somebody was remodeling them. So they went ahead and fixed up the outside a little bit and is selling it as is because I guess they can't. They ran out of money to do it right now.
Yeah.
So they're trying to offload these houses. And a couple of them I really like. And like the houses aren't that expensive, but they're big. So if you go in there with some sheetrock and redo the house, like it's all framed out and everything. I'll show you later.
Okay.
But it would be a lot of work to put into something. And we would be living in bare bones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
I mean, you take a lot for granted. And like, there was a time when I was saving money and we started on this house journey. And, you know, we have this t-shirt business that we're trying to start. We have this podcast that we're trying to have a more stable location for recording and everything like that. And so we started this house journey, not only to have a place to live, but also to be able to do our creative things. And you take a lot of stuff for granted when it comes to like your credit. Like, you take your credit for granted. Like, you don't think about those things. You don't think about how that's hurting your future. And Doug made a comment because I was saving money. And he's like, well, you still owe stuff on your credit. So how could you be saving money if you owe money? Valid point. So I paid it off. And now it's almost like together, it's like a competition. We're competing as a team to try to get a house and have enough space for podcasting, for doing our t-shirts, for having enough room for the cats and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I kept going back to the whole AC and the heat thing. And finally, Doug's like, well, if we're paying a decent price for the house, we can pay to put one in. And then I finally gave up on it because he's right.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. That's just one of the houses that I found. And you can flip through, look at the picture to see what I mean. Like, it's just fresh and raw to do whatever the fuck we want. You know, slap down some flooring, some walls, a ceiling, and decorate it the way you want. But where would we live during that time? You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure if there's water hookup, we could probably just like live in an RV or something or a tent.
Yeah. Yard. I mean, I'm not living in a tent, to be honest. But I mean, it was a great idea. I just don't think that I could do that. As far as like an RV or, you know, something like that, that's going to be pricey to buy as it is. And then with buying a house,
that's the one I like.
Going to be a little more pricey, you know what I mean, on us and stuff like that. And like, even like putting that through your credit is going to be a red flag when you're buying a house. Yeah. So, yeah, I really like this one. This one's big. It looks like a barn almost.
Yeah.
And I love that barn look.
And it's $60,000.
And like, they started, they already started some of the framing
all
and stuff.
All we have to do, like, and there's a bathroom, right? And there a bathroom that's put together?
Yes.
So like, we could totally live in there without the walls up yet.
Yeah.
And we could buy sheetrock and 2x4s. Well, actually, we only need 2x4s. We could buy sheetrock and I can do it myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Pay a couple grand for an electrician to come in and run the electricity. If it's not already run. You know, what's it look like in the frame there? Is it run? Yeah, so our home search is very interesting. We started off wanting to build a container home and found out that you need a special kind of loan for that. So now we're just looking for old houses to kind of fix up.
And, you know, one of my favorite shows when I was younger, too, was This Old House.
Yeah, I love This Old House.
I mean, like, you take, and that's, like, was my thought that I got from that show, is you take this piece of shit, turn it into a gem. Everybody loves it. Everybody wants it. And you just have this beautiful house that people like looking at. And I mean,
usually by your third flip, you've got money to start paying cash for houses. You know, unless you go a little cheaper and just sell them fast, then you got 4 or 5 flips. Usually by then you got money where you just put cash down to buy a house. Or you could finance the house and you got a lot of cash to put into it and sell it for more money. But that's a lot of crap. You know, like that house right there, I really like that house. The inside of it's all set up, you know, and there's a bathroom put together. So technically you can move in there and just finish one room at a time.
Yeah.
It's not hard, you know?
Yeah, and this is also close enough to mom's too. So if we stayed here and fixed it up while staying here,
at least enough
for like a bedroom or whatever.
Yeah, the mortgage is like $325, I think. So it's not much.
Well, being $60,900, yeah, it's going to be pretty cheap. So it's definitely got a lot of potential, and I think that it will definitely pay off in the long run. $613. Is the estimated.
Yeah, they must have a high, it must have a, be in an area with high taxes.
It's in Delta.
Delta PA?
Yeah. So, and that's another thing that we're learning is like taxes.
Yeah, property tax is $373 a month.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
Well, it is.
No, property taxes at $300-some a month is not bad.
It's cheaper than Harford County, but a lot more than where I was from in Salisbury. So yeah, that's our house search.
So that different area listener was Germany that we have a listener from. Cool. So that's cool. Hello, our German friends, if you are still listening.
Yes. So we love your Mercedes-Benz and BMW.
So you can join the conversation if you are listening to our podcast by going facebook.me/kindcast. You can leave us a comment, leave us a message, whatever. Talk to us. We'll share it on the podcast. We'll even have you on the podcast if you'd like to. As Doug had expressed in our previous second to last episode, that
call us, we'll talk.
Yeah, we want to get to know our listeners, and we want to build a relationship with our listeners, because you guys are what makes this fucking great.
Yeah, especially Canadian or German people. Like, we want to call and talk to you. You know?
I mean, we're really not singling anybody out. We're just saying that we know for a fact that we have Canadian and German listeners.
Yeah, but like, I want to talk to people far away and see what it is like in a foreign country. Like, what's going on in their economy and in their timeout, in their COVID-19, you know, like there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there and there's a lot of stuff that's up and down, says like blames it on other things. And there's all this stuff going on. And like, I think there's truth in everything, but there's also lies in it and it's confusing. Like, why can't we get the whole truth about something? You know, I don't understand.
And I mean, there's two sides to every story, and both of them are usually wrong.
But if we get the truth, what's to say we wouldn't understand? Like, me as a person, I have a dark side, a bad side, and a good side. you know, and I don't always follow good. I don't always follow bad. I kind of stay in the middle, you know. I have to have a balance. So, yeah, like, I'm not going to judge anybody for anything as long as you tell me the truth. If you hide something from me, I feel like you're a fucking Weasley, no good bitch, and you're up to something. You know, don't fucking hide from me. Just let me know the truth, no matter how bad it is. I can deal with that.
You know? Yeah, I completely agree that the truth literally does set you free. If you are honest with somebody and you are open with somebody and you can connect with them on a personal level, then you're going to have a better time and a better relationship with that person, whether it's in a physical relationship or a friendship relationship. You need to connect with them on a personal level.
Yes.
So, moving along to our
tubing fun. We go tubing all the time.
Well,
what's known as a river rat.
Well, technically, last weekend was my first time.
I pretty much, like, I'm always on the river. I have friends that are afraid to go tubing with me or kayaking because there's been several times where we went on class 5 rapids and they thought they were going to die and they said that I was trying to kill them. But it's totally safe. It's totally fun. You know, if you have the right equipment, you know what you're doing, you're fine. You know?
Yeah. And I had a blast and I can't wait to go next weekend to celebrate Douglas's birthday.
Yeah.
By the way, hold on. Stop for a second. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Douglas. Happy birthday to you. He hates his birthday, so I had to do it. Just so you know.
That's what I think about my birthday.
Well,
big old juicy fart. Actually, that was a burp, but big old juicy fart on that day. My birthdays are always, I tell people, I'm cursed. My birthdays are always horrible. I stay home and I mind my business. I don't get involved in new shit because on my birthday, I am a fucking shit magnet. I am a drama fucking drone. Like, people fucking flock to me for nothing but horseshit.
Hey, your birthday was pretty good.
Because I stayed home and I stayed in bed and I reminded my business.
You didn't stay home the whole entire time.
No, but we did go out to dinner, but it was a restaurant that was, we had a whole entire dining room to ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and like, it was quiet and it was cool and you knew the server and I kept my mouth shut. Do you notice I didn't fucking joke or flirt or say anything? I didn't say a whole lot to her. Like, yeah. I was not trying to let my day get ruined by me saying or doing something that would cause drama. You know, people get offended for nothing. Like, I mean, if you're a jackass, I'm going to tell you, you're a fucking jackass. Stop being a jackass so we can be besties and love each other.
I mean, I thought we had a great day because, you know, you came to work and
how
you ate lunch with me. Oh, yeah, that did go pretty shitty. Can I tell the story?
You tell the story because I don't want to get mad.
Okay, so Doug had off work and I'm like, hey, babe, you want to meet me for lunch, you know, because we don't ever get to see each other for lunch.
Yeah, Ma and Pa, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
And stop chiming in. I'm trying to tell a story. So Doug's like, well, what would you like for lunch? And I'm like, well, just get me a salad from Mom Pa's, and then I, you know, put stuff on there that I wanted, and I said I wanted a grilled chicken salad with no croutons, no onions, add egg, and add spinach. So I open up my salad, and I'm like, did you say all spinach? And he's like, no, I said add spinach. Why? And I'm like, because they made my whole salad fucking spinach, which
is expensive.
Yes. But
so they're wasting Ma and Pa money.
In all honesty, yes, it's healthier for me being all spinach, but I wanted a little bit of the difference. You know what I mean? Because those are the only things they have is the romaine, the iceberg, and spinach. So I was like, it, you know, at least there's a little bit more nutrients with the spinach, and it's like a different variety. But no, I got all spinach. You know, pushed it aside, you know, just ate my fucking salad. Well, Doug decides he's going to open up his sandwich. First, the bread is so fucking hard, he could barely eat it. And two, there isn't any mayonnaise. Now, at Mom Pa, they do not automatically put mayonnaise on things because some people don't like mayonnaise. So they try to accommodate to that. But at dinner last night, Doug decided he was going to bring up the classic BLT that was on the menu, said that it had mayonnaise that came on it. So now he said that he's going to agitate the hell out of me about it. And that is the story of the mysterious BLT.
That BLT did not have any bacon. I had it. I asked for extra bacon. It had, no lie, maybe two or three strips of bacon on it. All crushed the fuck up. And then, like, it was hard. Like, way overdone bacon. And there was a... There was not even that much tomato and lettuce on it. It's a BLT, bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Those three things are the only thing that goes on that other than mayo on the toast. It's not that hard to make. It's like fucking burning tomato soup or grilled cheese. People can't cook grilled cheese either. Basic ass shit, and people can't take care of it.
Well, in my defense, I didn't make it. So, moving right along.
If I was running that restaurant, I would have called me up and said, I am making you the perfect fucking meal right now, and bring it to my ass and say, I apologize for that disgusting thing that my two really horrible employees put out for you.
Well, yeah, they would have done that if I would have called and bitched and complained.
No, I'm just joking. Really, Mom Pa's is a great restaurant, but some of their employees don't give a shit and they need to be replaced.
Exactly.
You know, I love the food, actually. You know, I'm a chef myself, so I'm very picky. Very, very picky. It gets on people's nerves. I'm that picky. But like basic shit, if you can't pull off basic shit, you shouldn't be open. That's how I feel, you know? If you mess up something that's difficult or hard to cook, that's one thing, you know? But something basic, I had a kid that always burned grilled cheese. How do you fucking burn? He would turn the grill all the way up on 9 to cook this grilled cheese. Like, get the heat down to either medium or low and let it cook longer. And it'll be perfect. It's got to melt all the way through.
No, I agree. Some people do like cook like really dumb. But I mean, you'll see, you know, when Doug's cooking show starts on YouTube next year. I mean,
the first thing I am teaching is how to make a grilled cheese. The second thing is going to be how to make a BLT. The third thing is going to be how to make a BLT club.
So you'll see that he is very particular, and it doesn't piss me off. He acts like it pisses me off, but it doesn't piss me off.
Well, most people got mad at me. They wouldn't go to dinner with me.
I knew going into this relationship that this is like his biggest pet peeve. And I have my pet peeves, believe me. And there's some pet peeves when it comes to food, too.
Pet peeves.
So I'm not going to judge him.
I like the word pet peeve and cusp.
Oh, yeah, that is a fun word to say, cusp.
Yeah. I have my last two exes used to get really mad at that. I'm glad it doesn't bother you, because I would be like, I'm right on the cusp of thinking of something, you know? I'd be on the very cusp, and I'll put my fingers up like that. And then he gets so mad, like, why do you put your fingers up?
So he's putting his fingers up in like a teardrop shape with like his thumb resting on his
the cusp.
What is it? Middle and pointer. And and his hands in like a teardrop shape. So he's like, you know,
but how does that make cusp. You like now the word moist freaks me out, even if I say it. It's like saying Voldemort. You know, some people can't say Voldemort. I can say Voldemort. But moist, if I ever have a kid that I absolutely hate and want to see their life ruined, I think I would just name them Moist. You know what I mean?
That's a valid point, because a lot of people don't like that word.
Yeah, it's a disgusting word. Like, ugh. But you'd have to be a horrible person to want to see your kid fail.
My ex-wife had a problem with Moist.
Yeah.
She didn't like Moist at all.
My parents should have named me Moist the way they treat me. Anyway, tubing fun. Did you like tubing?
I loved it. No, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. I have a lot of people who talk about showing up on Facebook message. I haven't even posted about it. I just put a post up of us on the river, and people are commenting. I'm like, come out. We're going to be out there Saturday. Saturday at 10 o'clock. If our German friend or our Canadian friends would like to come tubing with us, Saturday at 10 a.m., Moncton Road, Moncton Bridge.
Sweet.
Park on the side. Bring some tubes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, we're going to have to park a lot of cars down low, so bring people back to get their cars.
So I put up on Facebook today, the one thing I am sure of is I love you to infinity and beyond. And it got a lot of reactions.
Yeah.
I was really shocked that so many people reacted to it. But besides that, there is something that I posted on Facebook kind of as fun to, you know, like talk about it on the podcast and, you know, share some of the feedback. So the question is, what is the one thing in life you have always wanted to do and why? So I was reading an article online and it said that this is one of the hardest questions for people to answer. They do not 100% know how to answer it, and or they kind of overthink when they answer
it.
What's
the question?
The question is, what is the one thing in life you have always wanted to do and why? So would you like to answer it before I read some of the responses?
Yeah, one thing. Is it just name one of the many things that I want to do, or is it like the one thing that you want first and foremost?
Yeah, like that one thing in your life that you have always wanted to do, but you have things that have been in the way of doing it.
Yeah.
That one and only thing that once you do that thing, you will be completely 100% happy and satisfied.
I want to adopt every child in the world and fucking start an army. Train those motherfuckers up right and have an army.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. An army of super highly intelligent.
Asian?
Smart. No, like every one of them. Like every kid from every nation. Asian, black, African, you name it. Like anything. Like Australian, German, like I want the best of all of them and just make an army. Each one of them would have a different talent, different ability, and just let them be them, you know? And then say, you know what? There's more of us than you, so we're going to make this world a peaceful one, and we're going to get rid of all this dumb shit. And all you assholes that just want drama and chaos, y'all can fucking just go to hell because it ain't going to be no more. Like, stop this shit. People fight over the dumbest stuff. You said the wrong thing to me. You did the wrong thing to me. Who the hell cares? If you're going to have world peace and you truly want world peace, then you got to give up something. You probably have to give up a lot to get that. So stop being selfish and just fucking give it up. If not, stop crying about it. You have no right to talk because you are not part of the solution. You're part of the fucking problem.
Yes.
So, yeah. I'll take everything that nobody wants and I'll make something beautiful out of it. Because that's what God does and he is my daddy.
That's what he did with me. So that with that question, there was a lot of response, and I had taken it as a moment to kind of share some of my wisdom and, you know, speak to them as if, you know, their ideas are their ideas and their answers to this question is their answers, and nobody can judge you for that. So the first one was, I must have been corrupted by the internet. My first thought is not appropriate to talk about here. Second is to see some other places in the world that I have thought would be wonderful to see. I thought that was a very good reply. I mean, I love the humor in there. Thank you, Chris. Because Chris is our friend that is very funny. And
Chris Smith?
Yes.
Maya?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Maya had come in. Let me get on my phone.
I didn't know if we could publicly go out and say that.
Oh, no. You can say it. No. Maya, love you, Maya. I love you, girl.
So then we have Jennifer Lynn Foss. Love Jennifer and her wife, Jacqueline.
And this is a Facebook post that you're on?
Yes. I put it up. So Jennifer said, own a farm and to homestead. So I'm finally getting to bring that to life, which is awesome, by the way. Like, kudos to them to finally being able to bring that to life. Doug is going to buy them two donkeys, and they are holding him to it. So another one was travel the world and see various cultures. Also play baseball professionally.
I don't even know
but
where
unfortunately,
to get two
that didn't
at.
Happen.
Where the hell do you get donkeys?
Why do you always cut me off when I'm trying to talk?
Because I'm rude and inconsiderate. Where the hell do I get two donkeys?
I don't know.
We do live in Amish land. You think they got Amish people got donkeys?
Probably.
Or is that like a sin against nature because they crossbreed them to get those miniatures?
No. Why don't we talk to them?
I don't know how to talk to Amish people. Do I just stop one, pull their buggy over? And like, you know.
There's an Amish guy that literally lives right across the street that I know. I can go over there and ask him if he has anybody in his family that sells donkeys.
Why is he living in town if he's Amish?
Because he owns a bunch of rental properties in town.
Ah.
He doesn't farm like most Amish people. He owns rental properties.
That's cool. So he's a good Amish. He fixes stuff when it's broken.
Yeah.
We should have rented a house from him.
Cody used to rent from him. So Stacy says, eat ass.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess it wasn't funny. Guess she had to be there. So there's a lot of replies to it and stuff. So I thought it was really good. And if you want to join the conversation, go on over to my Facebook page and give your comment, because I would love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that on here now, see what everybody says about my answer.
Yeah. We'll have to get some conversation going on about that.
So what's up with this Pride Month girly thing? Curly? Is that girly?
Girly.
All right.
So it is Pride Month, and what better way to celebrate than to talk a little bit about a conversation that Doug and I actually were having last night, and I thought was a really good conversation and really intrigued me, and I was very interested by it. Also, something else that could like kind of spark a conversation on socials is how, quote unquote, Doug's time and coming out is different than, quote unquote, Terry's time and coming out. So, like, with that being said, is Doug comes from a different time than I do. And when I kind of started to reflect on who I am as a person and everything, and all that kind of stuff, and you know, even with all the Pride activities getting canceled due to Corona, you know, all that bullshit, you know, we could still celebrate who we are. And so we are going to kind of talk a little bit about how my coming out was kind of slight, was, well, actually it was a lot different than Doug's coming out and all that kind of stuff. So Doug, like, give me a little bit of a rundown of like your thoughts on how your coming out is a little bit different than what mine was.
Well, I don't know. You went the whole marriage route. I almost did that to cover up, but the beautifully wonderful, sexy best girl, Tamara, who I was going to choose to do that to, I loved her too much to hurt her like that. And I kept telling myself, you know, if you do this because she truly loves you, it's not going to be fair to her. It's not going to be good. So, I mean, I had come out before that and was living as a gay lifestyle, and then I met her and I loved her so much that I wanted to marry her, but I knew it would be like, it wouldn't be the same for her as it would for me. And I cared too much about her to do that, you know? And there was these girls I dated in high school, but I was never interested in them. I didn't even like kissing them. I tried my best to avoid it. And who wants to date somebody who won't give them a kiss? You know what I mean? Or hold their hand. Like, when I held her hand, I was like, ugh. Yeah. And then, like, the whole time, the one that I was truly in love with and wanted to be with, I couldn't. Because this was 1994, and you don't do shit like that. It's not acceptable, you know? It was a lot different. Being gay, people could be gay, and they were allowed to be gay. But they had a certain area and a certain way they were allowed to be gay. Anything other than that, it was untolerated. You know? And it was like, I would say it's, in some ways, I can understand how the Black community feels about how they were treated. Like, especially back in the day when they first were free from slavery, they had toilets they couldn't use, water fountains they couldn't drink out of. They had to stand in the back of lines. They had to sit in the back of the bus. They were treated like they were filth and scum. They had to be separated. And so in some ways, in that way, the separation, I can understand them. Like, you can't fully understand what Black people go through unless you're Black and you go through it. But there's certain similarities that we do have that helps us understand, you know, helps unite us together in a cause, in a fight. And that's to be accepted and to stop putting labels on everybody. And like, I'm not saying go as far as non-binary for the whole entire world where there is no nothing, you know, like everybody has an individuality and they should be able to show it. But you should be able to be non-binary in a binary world and be just the same as a homosexual in a straight world or a Black man in a white man's world. It should all be the same. And if it's not, the imbalances need to be focused on. So like, yeah, you straight white men that aren't attracted to guys, not even the least little bit, to where you run off and hide and mix around and cheat and then come back to your wives, because there's a lot of them. You know, but like, I'm talking about everybody. Like, if you're one of those people who doesn't have to fit a round peg in a square hole, then just shut the fuck up for a while. Go drink some beers and watch TV. If you're not willing to change or get involved in the change, then just go fucking sit down and chill and leave everybody alone. All this rioting, all this bullshit that's going on is wrong. But at the same time, people are fed up. And I know what it's like to be fed up and just, you want to snap. I know what it's like, you know. Think about that one story where that postal guy, he just went postal, he came to work with a gun. What drove that man to that point? A normal individual that was just driven fucking crazy, so he brings a gun to work and shoots everybody. Or just like the kids that come to schools and shoot the schools up. That was a big thing there for a while. You know, so it's like people get frustrated and pissed off and angry, and they just lose their shit. They shouldn't be punished for that. You know, because negative attention is better than no attention at all. And if they're asking for your attention and asking for your attention and you never give it to them and they lose their shit, that is not their fault. You know what I mean? And the world's got to stop right now. Like, don't look at Black Lives Matters and be like, oh my God, you're breaking the law. You're just living up to stereotypes, blah, blah, blah. No, they're fucking pissed off because they're not being heard. And we need to shut the fuck up and listen to them instead of fucking arguing about the way they're coming about it. You know, like, obviously, this is the way they need to come about it to get your fucking attention, Karen. So sit the fuck down. And not my cousin, Karen. I love her and adore her. I just got caught up in the name drop. Sorry, Karen. But, yeah, that's fucked up. Like, when that started becoming a thing, Karen's like, oh, my God. This is going to be a thing. I felt bad, you know.
All right, so Karen over here is going to take a chill pill, and I'm going to talk a little bit. So in my time, you know, quote unquote, I mean, I came out in 2019. I was 28 years old, and, you know, when I first came out, mine was a little bit more of like confusion to a certain extent, because was I gay? Was I bi? Was I pans? You know, whatever. I actually didn't know what pans was until Karen actually had told me what pans was and like explained it to me. And then it kind of clicked in my head and I was like, yeah, you know, that it does like say who I am as a person. So, yeah, so mine was a lot different. I mean, coming out in this day and age is a lot different. Not saying that everything's perfect. I mean, I would never say that everything's perfect in the world of the LGBTQ community. There's still a lot of fighting going on, and there's still a lot of things that we hope to receive and hope to feel more comfortable in our own way being in that community and being different. And I would never say that everything is perfect in any community that's different, but I wouldn't even really say anything's different with the racist out there, but or perfect with the racist out there. But I think that a lot of people judge and don't think about certain things and stuff like that. I think this, and you know, what sparked this conversation was kind of interesting, because we were sitting at dinner and I grabbed Doug's hand and he pulled his hands away and he's like, I don't like public displays of affection. And it dawned on me in that point was like, Doug comes from a different time than I come from. Like now, like you, to a certain extent, you can hold hands in public as, you know, two men holding hands to a certain extent. I'm not saying you won't have any problems. But
for me, there's a fear and anxiety. Like, I have to expect retaliation. So, I shouldn't have to feel that. I shouldn't feel that way. It's wrong to feel that way, but...
No, I agree. It is kind of wrong to feel that way, but you're going to feel that way. When you come from the time frame that you came from, the 90s and being gay was crazier than it is now in the 2000s and being gay. You know, being gay in 2020 is a different world, and you could probably attest to that. Like, things are a lot different now. There's a lot of people that are very open with their sexuality. I mean, I know some guys that are like extremely flamboyant gays and they embrace it wholeheartedly. They'll walk down the street in heels and they don't give two shits.
Yeah.
But I think it's all like based off of the area where you're living too, is what that.
But you know, if I saw that would make me uncomfortable, him doing that. But I've learned to walk up and force myself to get to know those people and talk to them and not let my fear be put on them and judge them by it, you know? Because I had to learn and grow in that way. If something's making me uncomfortable, it's okay for me to walk up to that person and get to know them and work through my shit. Because there's a lot, like, not to chime in again and cut you off, but there was a time when it made me feel uncomfortable with transgender or people who like to dress in drag. And it was a friend of mine who was doing it at the time, and I made it a point to get to know him or get to know her. And once I got to know Chi-Chi, like, I learned that he has a twin brother and his mom was a druggie, and she actually taught him and his twin brother to dress like women and act like that and sleep with men for money so she could do drugs. The mother taught him and his twin brother that. And here I was judging him for something because I'm so afraid to be who I am and open up that I'm hating this person because they're doing it freely without giving a shit. And once I learned that, I felt like a piece of fucking garbage. Everybody has a story, and that story is tragic and beautiful. And we can't judge them for their story. We just have to understand it and love them through it. You know what I mean? And that's the problem with the world. You're making me uncomfortable, so you have to change. You have to put yourself in this box. And for so long, Christian and religion have put boxes. All religions do it. Muslim did it. Christianity does it. Judaism. It all puts you in a box. And it tells you this is how you should do and this is how you should act. And I don't think that was... Why would God have created all of us to be so uniquely different with our own fingerprints, our own looks? You know, like, and everybody says you got a doppelganger out there. Okay, fine. But even if you look close enough, there's differences. So you don't really have a twin. You know, we're different for a reason. Why aren't we celebrating our differences instead of fighting over it? You know? Sorry to cut you off.
And I completely agree with all of that. I'm not saying that, you know, I disagree with, you know, flamboyant gay men or anything.
No,
like
no,
that.
No. I love them now.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I also had those, like, moments when I was growing up, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you putting yourself out there like that? But now, like, in this time frame and everything, like, I want to try drag and I want to try different things and I want to embrace who I am.
It's like dressing up for Halloween. You like doing it. It's fun. You're not doing it because you think you're a woman or you want to get a sex change. You're just doing it because you think it's cool to dress up, you know? The world taught us that our whole lives through ads on TV. It taught us to dress up and look good and model and do this. So then we grow up and that's what our minds are on. And some of our bigoted, racist fucking family can't deal with that shit when they're the ones that sat us in front of the TVs and fucking shoved us off instead of going and doing stuff with us and getting to know us. So you shove us off on a TV or we're reading newspapers or music and you let us play video games and they teach us things. And you can't, it's not the kids' fault that they grow up because of that. Like your nephew downstairs and your niece downstairs, they're into cell phones and tablets. If they don't have it, they cry and throw a fit. Like, what are they going to grow up to become? And when they become that, how angry is your sister going to be? You know what I mean? Is she going to be tolerant of their lifestyle or is she going to hate it? You know, like, it's your fault. I think a lot of parents' problems is they can't admit they made the mistake. They can't just say, you know what? I am so sorry that I didn't spend more time with you fishing and getting to know you and being your friend and instilling the values I want instead of just cornholing it through life, being a selfish prickhole. And then when you didn't turn out the way I wanted you to be, I fucking attack you and say you're wrong. You know, like, so like,
you know, my biggest thing is I don't give two shits who's sleeping in your bed with you. So why in the fuck are you gonna care who's sleeping in my bed with me? You know what I mean? Like, my parents, my stepmom and my dad, I don't give a fuck. Like, you all can disown me. You already did, so fuck it. you know, you all are being so fucking judgmental of me. You've known this for how fucking long? You want to act like I'm this piece of shit that's rolling around on the fucking floor, and you don't want to pay anything and pay any mind to me. But I am who I am, and I'm going to be that way. But you don't need to care who's sleeping in my fucking bed. Like, you want to keep judging me, and then you want to keep saying that, like, oh, well, you're with a guy and da 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 da. And then you want to look up the guy that I'm with and try to start shit.
And the world, I openly tell the world, I robbed banks and went to jail. I experienced that amazing fucking shit. Because I'm going to tell you right now, everybody thinks about what it would be like to rob a bank. Well, my ass fucking had the balls to go do it. So if anything, I got a great big fucking giant pair of balls. And I ain't afraid of shit. So how about that?
I can attest he does have a big giant pair of balls.
But yeah, I don't care. I am not afraid to walk up to somebody that offends me or I don't think I like and get to know that motherfucker and end up hugging him and saying, you're cool as shit. You might have 30 fucking piercings in your eyeball alone, and you might be covered in tattoos, and you might look like something that just crawled out of the abysses of hell, but you're a fucking amazing person and you've been through a lot. And it's very, 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 very loving thing that you did to share that life with me.
Yeah, and I can completely agree with that. There's been so many different people. One of my friends, Sierra, like, we had like this really weird relationship where she didn't kind of like me, and I kind of got annoyed with her because it was only a work relationship. And when it's a work relationship and you're a leader at that company and you're, excuse me, in a leadership role and everything like that, you know, you kind of create tension with people. But now, like, she has moved on with her life and has started a new chapter, and we still talk. Like, she'd like to be on the podcast sometime and, you know, kind of, you know, go over like what all she was had to do and everything like that to get to where she is now in the last week and a half that she's been traveling and, you know, trying to restart and revamp her life. But it was like a friendship that bloomed out of nowhere. Only thing I did was give her my honest opinion and told her that she needed to have more self-confidence and stop knocking herself down so much. And she was able to take that information and start her life anew. And it helped build a friendship. Why are you laughing?
The word anew.
Anew. Anew. Start a new life. So,
this quote of the week I liked. I saw that on Facebook a couple days ago.
Yeah. So, the quote of the week, at this point, Jesus doesn't need to take the wheel. He needs to pull over and whip some of y'all with his flip-flop. That was said by Delina Lee Libertini.
That's funny.
Which I actually have hung out with her a couple of times. She's pretty badass.
I like your name. We're on the DLL. We're on the DLL.
So, we got a couple announcements before we sound off here. There are only two more episodes of season one for Kind of a Big Deal. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Just wanted to reiterate that as we close out. So, Kind of a Big Deal is going to do some restructuring to our show. And when we come back, we'll be more structured, more listener friendly, but still have fun while doing it. We have a couple of guests that's coming up that we're going to be recording with. So we are excited to be getting into this stuff and having more fun with it and bringing new ideas to life. So also coming soon, you can catch bi-weekly episodes of Kind of a Big Deal podcast presents Girl Talk, which is a bonus episode that will happen twice a month with myself and my two gal pals. And Doug will probably join us some too for some wine and some girl talk. No?
No.
Okay.
Like, that's that. that's something you should do with your friends, to like have that bonding experience with your friends. You know, I think like every now and then, I mean, if I'm gonna hang out with your friends, we can do it any other time. Just have a little get together or whatever, you know. But like, there's like Christina. I always stop by and see Christina. Now Christina loves you and you love her, but you don't stop by and see her with me because, you know, like that's my girl.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So like her and I are going to talk about things. You sometimes, you know, me sometimes, and sometimes other things, you know?
Yeah.
But it's that bond. It's like a sister. She's like a sister. So that's like your girls. Like, I'll hang out with y'all, of course. But like the wine thing should be your thing. So you all get together and do what you do.
Yeah.
You know?
So, during this time, KOBD will still be on schedule as, you know, planned. So, like, when we have the Girl Talk episodes, they'll be on a certain day of the week. The KOABD episodes, the main episodes, will still come or will still be available on our scheduled day, which we will be sharing more information about that as we roll into season two on a scheduled permanent day that they will be released on. I know in this season one, we were, you know, playing around with it. Doug and I were having a lot of fun and we just moved around a little bit and stuff like that. So we're going to have a little bit more structure on that as well. So also another thing, or two other things that we are going to be bringing to our RSS feed for the podcast so you all can listen to is and all of these are projects with Doug and I. So it has one of us involved in it. And that's why we're keeping them on the same RSS feed. So it's going to be KOABD presents Tea Time with Paul Douglas and KOABD presents Carpool Podcast.
What's happened to Kyla and the girls?
So with Kyla and the girls for Tackled, Kyla and I have been in talks to rebrand and stuff. We also are thinking about maybe doing something where we kind of flow them into our RSS feed as like a bonus episode type thing. We're pretty much building KOABD, and all these are underneath that KOABD umbrella.
Okay.
Also with kind of, or with Off the Beaten Path, I am in my mind searching around to keep that going as weird and quirky as it was, and also make that a KOABD production as well, or presents as well. So there's a lot of different things coming to the RSS feed. You will have to kind of skip around and find what you want to listen to. We apologize for that in advance, but we do want to make everything readily available to everybody that wants to listen to it instead of having to go try to find many different podcasts. So you can follow myself on Instagram and Twitter at TerryMiller91, and Terry has two Y's. Follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. Follow Douglas Parks on TikTok at Douglas Parks 7. Follow the podcast on Facebook at facebook.me/kindcast. Follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at kind_cast. Message us anytime about any questions. If you have any questions about the new things that are coming, or if you want to be a part of a episode of any of our podcasts, please send us a message on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, any of those social media platforms. And we would love to hear from you.
And if you have an in-ground pool and want us to come do a podcast at your house, we are more than welcome to.
Yes. That was an invite with us telling you. So until next time, stay true.
Hug someone.
And always be a big deal. Bye. Follow Kind of a Big Deal on Facebook at Kindcast, or fb.me/kindcast. You can also follow the podcast Instagram and Twitter at kind_cast. Check out our podcast anchor page at anchor.fm/kindofabigdeal. Follow Terry Miller on Instagram and Twitter at TerryMiller91 and on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. Follow Doug Parks on TikTok at DouglasParks7. XOXO, stay true. This has been a production of Claywater Productions. Listen to our other podcasts, Off the Beaten Path, Tackled, Kind of a Big Deal, Carpool Podcast, and Tea Time with Paul Douglas. You can listen to all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you enjoy listening to podcasts. Bye!